Two people who aren't getting much sleep are Daniel and Ben Barnes in Los Angeles, California. And last night at about 5 o'clock Pacific time, the state of California allowed people to start getting married. The implications of a state Supreme Court ruling overturning laws banning gay marriage went into effect, and that meant that people could actually tie the knot, and some did in San Francisco. Daniel and Ben Barnes, are you considering it?
Yeah, not only are we considering it, we actually already filed our application online.
Have you set a date?
We have not set a date yet. Going to, I don't know, we're campaigning to see if we can get the mayor to marry us. We want to try to get it done in the next couple of months, but probably save our celebration for 2009, which will mark our 10th year anniversary of our commitment ceremony.
Well, that's a commitment ceremony. So you've already had a ceremony.
Yeah, we actually could not have tied the knot more times. We did a commitment ceremony in Southampton 9 years ago.
In Massachusetts.
We went up to Vermont and got civil unionized there, and then we were we're domestic partnered in Los Angeles when we could do that as well.
Now, and then you're going to go for the marriage if you can get the mayor of Los Angeles to help you out there. Now you know Joni Mitchell.
We can't.
Joni Mitchell says we don't need no piece of paper from the city hall, but you guys need four pieces of paper.
you know what? Why not? I mean, it's not the piece of paper, but. I don't know. We've been together for a long time. It's kind of great to celebrate being together. Why not, really?
What do you think changes legally here, and what do you think that you need to address? Because you have two adopted children that I presume it's of some concern for you to protect, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, in terms of legally in California, I mean, California already has some really great domestic partner laws in place. You know, legally, I'm not sure how much it'll change for us now. You know, obviously, if it can take effect on the federal level, that'll be huge. But it does have a bigger consequence in terms of, you know, I think sort of us personally in terms of explaining to our children kind of what we're about. And, you know, I mean, as a same-sex couple, a parent of adopted children, you kind of dread that conversation. When they come home and ask why it is that suddenly their friends are telling them that you guys are not actually married. That opens up a whole kind of can of worms that's really sort of unpleasant. And I think the fact that,
Let's talk about that for just a second. Why do you dread that conversation? Because in some ways, it's a rite of passage for your children to learn exactly those circumstances.
Well, of course. I mean, as a good parent, you're always going to want to, you know, educate your children about the good and the bad. But on the other hand, I mean, you're talking about a whole history of sort of bigotry and discrimination that's complicated. I mean, we're lucky enough right now to have two kids the age of 4 and 6 who have absolutely no understanding whatsoever that their parents are being treated any differently than anybody else.
Now, do you worry at all when your kids are maybe, you know, 13 and 16 that they're going to say to you, so guys, why did you get married 4 times? Were you worried about this thing sticking?
No, I'm not really worried about that. I think they're gonna see it the way that we do, which is just more opportunities to celebrate being together.
And just for kind of a consumer sort of orientation here, what specifically does the marriage ceremony give to you in terms of protections for your kids specifically that the others maybe don't have?
Honestly, it does not give us any more specific protections than the ones that we already have. And we've done everything we can to, you know, kind of ensure, that our family is sort of as legal as any other family. In California, they've already have all these sort of great laws that are in place. But we'll do anything, you know, we'll take anything we can, because who knows what's going to come up down the road.
So forget the laws. At this point, it's about catering and flowers and all the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure, although definitely the kids are gunning for the safari in Africa instead of the celebration, but we'll see who prevails.
So the kids want to take a safari in Africa?
We sort of said, wouldn't it be great? I don't know. We just had this sort of flash since we've done so many kind of great celebrations. We thought, well, maybe this time we should do something a little different and go in Africa. They were very keen on the idea.
Yeah, Dan, there's this place in Anaheim called Disneyland. You could probably get by with a safari.
It's the happiest place on Earth.
All right. Daniel and Ben Barnes, good luck to you. When you set a date, give us a call, won't you?
Thank you very much.
Daniel and Ben Barnes planning to get married in California.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.